Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lawmaster Program. The AVB's predictions regarding the coming of the Lord God are fulfilled in the man Tommy L. Hart. This is big, big news. The Bible's Lord God has come as predicted. But not only has the Lord God come, he has also come forward and revealed himself. He has told the people his name, in compliance with Psalm 94, 1 and John 7, 4. Having performed the works that the Bible ascribes to God, the man Tommy L. Hart fills the bill for God. It is reported by those who know him best, he has done all things well. Let's hear from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart.
Plato, a genius's genius. What can you say about genius? What can be said about Plato's genius? His genius can be seen in all things. His genius can be seen in the biography of the Son of God. What can you say about that? What can you say about a man, or even if it's a group of men, such as Plato is? What can you say about Plato, who has given more than 30 predictions? I don't even remember how many predictions I have fulfilled. But let's say at the lowest, 31 predictions Plato set forth in the King James Bible regarding the Son of God. And the predictions are not just taking up space in the King James Bible, they have been fulfilled. It's amazing. It's amazing. This fact is that they have all been fulfilled by one individual rather than a group. It's amazing. It's amazing to me. The biography of the Son of God, which I spoke on at the last time, as I said, is great. One can predict. A body can predict many predictions, saying what one will do at a later future time, and the individual comes and fulfills all the things predicted of him. Amazing. You know, I don't have many people I can talk to. So sometimes I just take time and talk. But like I said, what can you say about genius? So I just said, I thought about genius extraordinaire. I tried to come up with some other things. What stuck with me was this: Plato, a genius's genius. That's all I can say. Greatness. I mean greatness. And actually, I think it's beyond greatness because of the things he predicted and the outcome of those predictions. It's just great. It's amazing. It's marvelous. You probably can throw out some more words, but I think it's greater than that. I don't think his genius can be accurately described. I know I can't. So, I want to pick up from the last time. Speaking on Plato's apocalyptic, definitive, and minute biography of the Son of God. And as you remember from the last time, and from times preceding that, the Son of God has come. I set forth the statement, the Bible statement, the Son of God is come and has given us an understanding. I'm continuing to give that understanding. It's superb. It's marvelous. It's wonderful. I'll say those words. Okay? It's fantastic. It's believable because it's real. It is believable because it's real. Predictions set in the Bible all these hundreds of years, and now those predictions with regard to the Son of God have come to pass. The Lord God, the Son of God, has come. He's here. I mean, like I said the last time, I cannot speak too much on that. I can't. It's too big. It's too important. People need to know. Black people especially need to know this information because they are in a state of deception with regard to Bible content. As said the last time, their enemies have given them a false faith, a false hope, a false belief. It's bad. But the gospel, the good news, the great news of the Son of God's appearance here on earth in the flesh, as predicted by the great icon Plato, he's here. The Son of God is. So the last time I brought forth the statement, King James Bible statement, James 4:14, what is your life? The Deuteronomy 32 verse 47 statement, it is your life. I told you what that life is. It was the life of the man Tommy L. Hart, written out in the King James Bible. Now, you're going to tell me that's not worth talking about? You're going to tell me that the appearing of the Son of God, as stated in the King James Bible, is not an important thing? You're going to tell me that it is not a super great thing? Yes, super great thing. Okay? Yes. So, it is your life, the life of the Son of God, found to be the man Tommy L. Hart. His biography is in the King James Bible, and that's the biography I will continue to speak on in this episode. And let's not forget the almighty biographer, the great icon, Plato. The super icon, Plato. It's hard for me to try to put some adjectives to Plato. It's very hard for me to do that. Yes, one can throw out some words, but what do they mean? Okay, they have meaning, okay. Okay, they do have meaning. Wonderful, excellent, great. I mean, but I still, in my mind, I fall short in being able to describe the greatness and the genius of that great icon, Plato. No one else has done anything like it. Nothing like this has happened. I know within our lifetime, before our lifetime, nothing like this has happened, okay, that we know of. Now, we know that there were gods before. There were Israelite gods, okay? Those gods were on the level of Plato. Each one. Imagine that. Each one on the level of the great icon that we know as Plato. On that level. Men who loved justice. Men who loved that which was right and good for the people. Men who loved and taught excellence. Great men. And the Son of God is a product of that greatness. Amazing. Yes, it is my life that is talked about in the King James Bible, and it is, as said the last time, my duty to inform you, the people, with regard to what has happened. That's my duty. There's a statement in John chapter 7 that says, and I said I was going to stop giving references like that if I'm not reading them. But John chapter 7 says this: if you do these things, show thyself to the world. So I'm under commandment. I am under commandment. I, the Son of God, the man, Tommy Elfhart, am under commandment to show myself to the world. Under commandment to inform you of the coming of the Son of God. To inform you of that biography that is given by the illustrious biographer Plato. It's my duty to inform you of the things that I am informing you of. On. That's my duty. If you do these things, the Bible says to me, show yourself to the world. Then there's a statement, he himself, talking about the Son of God, he himself seeketh to be known openly. He himself seeketh to be known openly. So, that's another statement in the biography of the Son of God. Okay? Matter of fact, both of them. If you do these things, show yourself to the world. He, the Son of God, himself seeketh to be known openly. I, the Son of God, am under commandment. And from whence come the commandments? They come from the biographer. They come from the great icon Plato. It's good to follow along, to get an understanding. That's one of the duties the Son of God has, to give understanding. And it should be your duty and your intention to receive understanding of these things of which I speak. That should be your duty. Black people, Israelites, scattered abroad, even in America and the UK. It should be your duty to listen to these things, learn these things, become a teacher of these things. Yes, tell others. Because that's my intent with this program, to tell others. The Bible says to me, when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. That's in the biography of the Son of God. When you are converted, Plato is speaking to the Son of God, when you are converted, then strengthen your brethren. How do I strengthen my brethren? I strengthen them by informing them of what has happened and what is going on. As I do. Strength. Intellectual strength. intellectual might, intellectual power. Okay, so we dealt with the question, what is your life? We dealt with the statement, it is your life. And we began actually dealing with the this minute, definitive, and apocalyptic biography. We started on that the last time. So I will, let me just read some statements and see if we can catch up to where we ended and go beyond. Okay. Lifetime accomplishments of the Son of God. These things are in the biography of the Son of God. They are in Plato's biography of the Son of God, who is found to be the man, Tommy L. Hart, who fits the description even of the portrait in the biography. Fits the description to a T. Okay? Just as the biography does. Fits the man, Tommy L. Hart, to a T. Truth. There's a statement that says, rejoices in truth. Are you righteous or are you an unjust person? Do you love truth of Bible content as I teach it, or do you despise truth of Bible content as I teach it? No other person would know these things, many of these things that I teach concerning the Son of God, because the Son of God is the first one to learn these things. He's the first one to see. Wow. That statement in the King James Bible is to me. I did that what the Bible just said. The Son of God is the first to realize these things. And then, of course, He wants others to know them, which is only truth. I mean, which is only fair and right. Because as I said, the Israelites, my people, are in a state of deception. Let me just say it like that. They are in a state of deception. Okay, not going to argue with that. So, the Lord God has come. Isaiah 40 verse 10, the Lord God will come. Hebrews 10:37, he that shall come will come. All these things have been fulfilled. Psalm 50 verse 3, our God shall come and shall not keep silence. He's come, and he's not silent at this time right here. He's talking. He's not silent. Okay? And he hopes you are listening and listening intently, closely, as you should. Truth is not a playful matter. It's not something to toy with and play with. Truth of Bible content is a serious thing. Yes, there are some things that are serious in this world today, and truth of Bible content is one of them. It's a serious matter. All right? Yes. So, Psalm 50 verse 3, our God shall come and shall not keep silence. That's fulfilled in the Son of God. Luke 4 verse 16 says, and he came. He was promised to come, predicted to come, and the Son of God came. Psalm 72 verse 15, and he shall live. And Matthew 13:58 says, and he did. He did live. Now, those are statements, promises and statements, predictions, if you will, that preceded the coming of the Son of God. Well, all of these statements preceded the coming of the Son of God. Okay? Now, lifetime accomplishments. Things the Son of God did during his lifetime. I said this last time, John 19, verse 36, these things were done. They were to be done by the Son of God. They were done by the man, Tommy L. Hart. This is the word that the Lord has spoken concerning him, the Son of God. And I began to read these things, such as John 4, 25. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Well, I've done that. I've given you my knowledge on all things. And next, 2 Timothy 2, verse 7, the Lord give thee understanding in all things. We're talking about the Son of God. All these statements are on and about the Son of God, okay, who is found to be the man, Tommy L. Hart. The King James Bible's Son of God is a true-to-life individual. He's a real individual who is alive at this present time, okay? You know he's alive because he's speaking to you. All right, now, so the Lord, the Son of God's duty is to give an understanding in all things. Okay? Proverbs 1:24, and no man regard it. No man, the moniker, the nickname for the Son of God, no man in the King James Bible, no man regarded the word of the Lord in the King James Bible. He regarded it. He considered it. He was attentive to the word in the King James Bible. In the King James Bible, you have this statement many times. The word of the Lord came to him. The word of the Lord came to me. I can say that. The word of the Lord came to me. You know? Yes, it came to me. All right. Plato visited me by means of the King James Bible. Remember the two statements I gave, which are one of the last time, coming from Genesis, God will surely visit you. He has visited me by means of the King James Bible. All right, no man regard it. John 14, 26, he shall teach you all things. John 10, 32, many good works have I showed you from my Father. The good work of the biography, that's a good work. From the Father, from the great icon Plato, a good work, the biography of the Son of God. Psalm 40, verse 2, he brought me up. He, the Son of God, brought me, Plato, up. Still talking about him right now, huh? All right. Genesis 37, verse 15. And a certain man found him, the certain man being Tommy L. Hart, and the him being Plato. Remember the commandment, seek ye the Lord, while he may be found? I sought him, and I found him. I found Plato. 2 Timothy 1, verse 17, Plato confirms that. He says, he, the Son of God, sought me, Plato, out very diligently and found me. That's why I'm talking about him now, because I found him. I was commanded to seek him, and the promise says this, seek and ye shall find. I sought him and I found him. 1 Corinthians 4, verse 5, the Lord will bring to light the hidden things. I'm bringing to light a hidden thing. Well, I've already brought it to light. I'm just continuing to talk about it. The hidden thing being the biography of the Son of God by the biographer, the great icon Plato. A hidden thing. A thing not known. A thing that I have now made known. The hidden things like the no man mystery. I've told you what no man is in the King James Bible. Right? Micah chapter 7, verse 7, my God, the Son, will hear me. That's what the great icon Plato said. My God, the Son, will hear me, the Son of God. And I have heard him, speaking from the King James Bible. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11, no man knows the things of God. I was just speaking about no man. You can read it like this. The Son of God knows the things of God. Daniel 2, verse 28, there is a God that revealeth secrets on the earth. He doesn't reveal secrets. Let me just leave it like that. There's a God that reveals secrets on earth, okay? Yeah, because that's where I am. And that's where I'm revealing all the secrets that I've revealed from earth. All right? Now, no man cometh to the Father, John 14, verse 6. No man again. The nickname, the moniker of the Son of God. The Son of God cometh to the Father. Mr. Hart attained to the knowledge of the Father. All right? Daniel 2, 22. He, the Son, revealeth the deep and secret things. That's what the Son does. That's what I've been doing for years, revealing deep and secret things that were in the King James Bible. Who is God? Who is Lord all caps? Who is Lord spelled capital L lowercase ORD? What are all things? What is no man? Just many I can't even, recall just, right now. Okay, Luke 23:47. He the Son glorified Plato. I'm talking about Plato. I keep talking about him. Huh? Plato says he is the Lord, all caps, in the King James Bible. He says, Lord, capital L, all caps, Lord, all caps is his name. All right, moving on. John 5:46, he the Son wrote of me. And as I said the last time, I'm reading what I've written about Plato right now. Okay? Plato wrote all these things. But all these things, guess what? The Son of God, the man, Tommy L. Hart, has done as desired by Plato. I've already done these things. Psalm 25, verse 14. He will show the people Plato's covenant of peace. I have done that. John 15, verse 26, he the Son shall testify of me. I'm doing that in this episode again. I'm testifying of the Father. I have given testimony saying that Plato is the biographer of the Son of God, who is found to be the man, Tommy L. Hart. That's my testimony of the great icon, Plato. My testimony also says Plato is Lord, all caps, in the King James Bible. That's my testimony. Okay? And, of course, many other things. John 15:26, he shall testify of me. Hosea 6:2, he the Son will revive us. I have revived the former Israelite gods. I talk about them. I spoke about them just a few minutes ago. I've revived them. I said they were real people. I believe everyone was a genius or beyond. If there's anything else, if you can go beyond genius, that's what they were. Okay? All right, now. He will revive us. That's what I've done. Luke 24, verse 27. He the Son expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Do you know that's what I'm doing right now? I am doing that right now. I'm continuing to expound and show you things concerning the Son of God in the King James Bible. I continue to show you things that come from the great icon Plato, Lord All Caps, in the King James Bible. Job 28, verse 11, the thing that is hid bringeth he forth to light. I spoke on that minutes ago, okay? The mysteries in the Bible, I've brought to light the mysteries in the King James Bible. That's what I've done. If you want just a short, precise statement, what I've done, I've solved the mysteries in the King James Bible. Mysteries having to do with no man. Mysteries having to do with the Father. Mysteries having to do with the Son. And many other things. Right. The Son of God is a solver. He is a solver of King James mystery, King James Bible mysteries. He's a solver. He is a fulfiller also as well. He is a fulfiller of the things the great icon Plato has set forth in the King James Bible for him to fulfill. The Son of God, the man Tommy Elhart, is a fulfiller. You know, if you capture these things, if you take these things and take them as you should, to know them, to have an understanding. I give the understanding. If you receive the understanding and do, you know, as I've done, you learn and you teach others. Because it's very important for the Israelites to know these things. Very important for the Israelites to know these things. Plato even told me, he said, go to your brethren. I have been sent by the great icon Plato to my people. I know many other people hear me, you know, on the program and all, and some of the things are for them. Like the Bible says, worship God. Who's God? The Son of God is God. That's why his title is Lord God. Lord God, the Son of God, the man, Tommy L. Hart. Isn't that spelling things out? So you don't have to ask, who did he say the Son of God is? Who did he say Plato is in the Bible? You know, you don't have to ask those questions because I tell you explicitly and clearly and precisely. I tell you the things that you should know, that you need to know, and that you should tell others. It's wonderful. Truth is good, because my people, if you do not have truth, then you are deceived, okay? You either have, let me be clear, I teach Bible truth, okay? And I don't need to be shy about it. Plato told me to not be shy. A person has only a short time here on this earth. So there is no time to be shy. It's time to be clear. It's time to, as Plato said, say what you mean. Be clear. Plato said, the aim is truth. What is truth? Truth is a lot of things. I may get to them, you know, sometime this week or next week. The Bible asks the question, what is truth? And guess what? The Bible itself answers the question, what is truth? That truth has not gone unanswered. That question has not gone unanswered, as some philosophers will say, that it's just a question. You know, it doesn't have, you know, I know they say it's just a question, you know. But that question is answered in the King James Bible. Matter of fact, I've been giving you Each time I come on air, I give you truth. I said one time months ago, I said, I am always answering the Bible question, what is truth? And that is true. I'm always answering it. I've given you, told you some things that are true just in this broadcast, this episode. I've told you several things that are true. Yeah. But anyway, let's move on, try to get in a few more. These things come from the biography of the Son of God. These things come from the from Plato's biography of the Son of God. It's wonderful. Let me just say this: you only live once, so you might as well say what you got to say. My biography is in the King James Bible. I'm happy for that. I don't think anyone else can say that. I haven't seen anybody else's biography in the King James Bible. The King James Bible, listen to this. The King James Bible is addicted to the Lord, the Father, and the Son. That's a true thing. That's what it talks about. And if you listen to me and been listening to me for the past year, you'll notice that's all I talk about. That's what these things come from all over the Bible. Okay? My biography is scattered throughout, you know, bits and pieces of my biography are scattered throughout King James Bible content. I just put the things together. So the Son of God is an assembler. He puts things together. He assembles things. He arranges things. The Son of God, the man Tommy L. Hart, is an arranger. He arranges things set down by the great icon Plato. Isn't that something? Plato said to me, he said, be as exact as you can. That last statement that I made, oh, I smiled because to me it was very exact. It was very exact. Plato, a genius's genius. Plato, the biographer of the Son of God. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. Okay? He expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. The thing that is hid bringeth he forth to light. Job 28:11. Mr. Hart has shown things that were to come to pass. And the things that have come to pass, the man Tommy L. Hart performed those things. It's the Son who is the performer of the Father's will, wishes, desires. The Son is the performer, the fulfiller, the arranger. The Son of God is come, says the Bible, and has given us an understanding that we may know him that is true. Who is the him that is true? It is the him that is true is the man, Tommy L. Hart. Him, the Son of God. True. Real. You know, this God, let's talk about it. The Israelites' gods were real people. They didn't come from somebody's imagination. They were just as real as I am. They are dead. I'm alive at this point in time, okay? But they were all real people, the gods of the Israelites. Just like this Son of God here is a real person. Now, somebody might see me on the street and say, you know, I'm not going to even go there. I'm going to stick with the biography. I'm going to stick with Plato. Mr. Hart, yes, sir. All right?
Now, I can get a few of these things in. These things, says the Father, hast thou, the Son of God, done. Luke 23, verse 42, remember me. That's what Plato asks in the Bible. That's what the Israelite gods ask in the King James Bible. For the Son of God to remember them. The Son of God is talking about them now. All right? 1 Timothy 2:4, come to the knowledge of the truth. The Son of God has attained to the knowledge of the truth of King James Bible content. The Son of God, who is found to be the man, Tommy L. Hart, has attained to the truth, to the knowledge of the truth of King James Bible content. Remember, Plato said, I wish that you would be as exact as you can. And that's my aim. The primary aim is truth. Okay. Consider the work of God. That's Ecclesiastes 7, verse 13. I have considered the work of God. Now, the work of God is in the King James Bible. Who does Plato say he is? Plato says he's God. Plato is the one in the King James Bible, in the book of, it's several places, who says, in the King James Bible, who says, I am God. That's Plato doing the talking there. The same one who says in Isaiah, I am the Lord. That is the Lord, all caps. That is my name. Okay. Consider the work of God. I have even considered some of Plato's dialogues. I have not considered each and every one, but I found that each and every one is much the same. Now, in order to understand that, go to Amazon.com bookstore and order my books, and you'll see why I said just what I said. It will be clear as day to you. Get the one on the Republic. Get the one on, I can't even name them all right now. Okay, but get the book list. You know, get my book list, Amazon.com bookstore, Tommy L. Hart's books, okay? And you'll see them. You get them, and you'll see why I said what I said. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. The man Tommy L. Hart did that. Again, the man Tommy L. Hart obeys, he executes Plato's commandments in the King James Bible. He fulfills the commandments. He has already fulfilled the promise and predictions regarding his coming. These things show the genius of the great icon Plato. The genius. Who could put a book like that together? Say the King James Bible. Okay. You may say, well, you know somebody who can do that. Okay. But they're not Plato, okay? They're not Plato. I'm talking about Plato. All right? Now, think upon me, my God. That's Nehemiah or Nehemiah 5, verse 19. They ask the Son of God to think upon them. And the Son of God has thought upon them. Much. So much that he's still talking about them right now. Ecclesiastes 9:10, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. I found out this, that there is a close, strong, and visible relationship between Plato's dialogues and King James Bible content. That's a great discovery. That discovery, the knowledge of that discovery, is a game changer. It's a game changer. Now, men may not change, okay, but it is definitely a game changer. The Bible says men love darkness rather than light. Is that to say men love lies rather than truth? Let's move on. Think upon me, my God. Whatsoever thy hand finds to do, do it with thy might. Great intellectual strength, the word might. Great intellectual strength, okay?
Did you get that? Let me say it again. Great intellectual strength. All right, moving on. Jeremiah 29, verse 13 says, seek me and find me. That's what I did. That's what I've done. I sought the Lord, and I found him. Matthew 10, verse 8, raise the dead. These are commandments the Son of God has fulfilled, even the one raising the dead. Now, you go to Lawmaster Archives, look in the titles for anything having to do with resurrection, okay, of the dead, and listen to that. Don't think that the Son of God goes out to graveyards to raise dead people. That's not what that statement is saying. That statement speaks to dead issues that have been in the King James Bible all the lifetime of the King James Bible. Dead issues. The man, Tommy L. Hart, the Son of God, has raised those dead issues, okay? Because the King James Bible teaches, according to Plato, the dead rise not. Okay, let's move on. Real quickly, get three more in. First Chronicles 16, verse 11 says, seek the Lord. Okay, we've heard that one before, but these are different statements, okay? These are different statements. I did that. Ecclesiastes 1, verse 13, seek and search out thy wisdom concerning all things. I've done that. Matthew 16, verse 23, get thee behind me. To get behind someone, Plato is telling the Lord God, the Son of God, to get in support of him, to get behind him, get in support of him. Okay? Okay, that's good for now. That's good. We did good. Stuck to the script. I was as clear as I could be. I put forth some truth. What are you going to do with it? I hope you receive it. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter. Always make Lawmaster Archives your dwelling place. Go to Amazon.com bookstore and order from Tommy L. Hart's book list. Do that now. Give them as presents. Buy books of mine. Give them as presents. This information is needed. Okay? Don't shortchange your friends and family members and anyone you encounter. Give them a book. Get them a book of mine. Okay, join me next time.